Jim, to deal with the looming stress of exams next Monday, residents at Jane Franklin Hall will be treated to, get this, Dog Day. It's an initiative to support students' mental health and well-being. Please welcome the principal of Jane Franklin Hall, Joanna Rosewell, and first-year UTAS art student, Sian Davies-Ransom. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Joanna, we'll start with you. Love this, Dog Day.
Oh, I'm glad you do, because we do too.
So how long have you guys been doing this for?
We've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years. So a couple of years ago, the then Dean of Students and I were brainstorming ways to, you know, what is it about exams? What is it about stress? What can we do to really, really help our students? And we realised that so many of our students missed their pets. And so we just said, let's see if we can bring dogs to the college. Yeah. And we were really lucky. We've had really great groups of dogs that come to the college with their owners. I do have to say they don't just rock up on their own.
You don't just stand on the top of Jane Franklin and whistle.
Oh, come here, dogs. Yeah. Well, look, maybe if we got some meat out, that would actually work. But in the last few years, we've built up this really great relationship with a group of walkers, the owners of Golden Retrievers.
Wow.
And they walk with their dogs every week, and we sort of have become their best friends, and wow, the dog's friends as well as the owner's friends. And they come along every Monday, the first Monday of SWAT Vac, which and is the Monday coming.
Have you seen the impact it's been having on students?
Yeah. Look, really, first of all, it's become a bit of a thing.
Yeah, okay.
So students who are coming to Jane talk about, we just love the idea of Dog Days. Students who are actually at Jane go, "Woo, it's Dog Day coming up." And then, you know, you see them on the morning when the dogs are there, and I have students coming up to me afterwards saying, "This is the best day ever." And you see the smiles on their faces, you see the tension drop from their shoulders, and it's actually really kind of heartwarming. And I'm not getting teary, but I could. It really is
please,
a great thing
please,
to do.
No,
you want me to have a few tears, do you?
It helps ratings.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know, got a little while to go, you never know.
Sian, how do you feel about Dog Day? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. As Joanna said, the idea of Dog Day, I'd heard of it before I even came to Jane, so it was very exciting. And yes, this is my first year, so I haven't been to a dog day yet, but
oh wow,
I'm very keen. Because
are you stressed about exams, or how are you feeling
getting to the end of semester? It does get a bit stressful, but it's really nice to have something to look forward to, that you just be able to relax.
Sian, Joanna, we're just talking about missing things at home, like your pets and that kind of stuff. Do you have pets at home that you potentially are missing, and the dogs will kind of fill that void just for that small amount of time?
Yes, well, I have a cat at home, so unless the dogs decide to ignore me and bite my feet, I'm not sure if it'll be quite the same. But
how good is it to come home to a cat? Hey!
It's gone again.
Yeah. It's sleeping.
What is it?
Any thought of doing a dog week rather than a dog day?
Ah, oh, we'd be up for that. We'd love to.
Because this is for SWAT Vac week, which is studying sort of week.
The only thing is, you know, you can have too much of a good thing.
No, you're right.
So what we
too much of anything is not good.
Well, correct. I tell my students that all the time. So, you know, it might lose some of its magic if we did it every day. So what we try and do during SWAT Vac is do a couple of other things. So we give lollies to the students before they start exams. Lollies. We've also got a reputation as being the lolly place, which is kind of cool. We have a
Can
tennis.
Can Nathan and I come? Because this place is pretty good.
Anytime. Yeah, come. Oh, look, I've only just started.
Yeah. Well, what else do you do? Lollies, dogs?
There's a tennis comp during SWAT Vac and exams.
Oh,
it's called the Kool-Aid Cup.
Okay.
The history of that is actually beyond me as the principal of Jane. It's clearly a meme that I don't get. We also have, we take our study really seriously too. So we go into quiet time. So between certain hours, there's not to be any noise so that people can just go and study.
Concentrate, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have lunch, obviously. People come together in the dining hall. So that's a key part of our model. And it's also a key part of, really trying to support people with mental health and mental well-being, actually.
Absolutely.
Coming in and eating a meal together. Then they go back in the afternoon, there's still silent time, then there's dinner. We also, in the afternoon and evening, you get hungry during exams, so we have afternoon tea and supper as well.
This is awesome.
Yeah, come along.
Do you love it, Sian? Sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, I like it a lot, yeah.
Joanna, you just invited us to come along, but one of the reasons you probably don't want us there is because you just told us about quiet time.
Right.
That is something we
very,
lack.
I mean, I
do
know
you reckon you could do it between certain hours, be quiet, or...?
No. Oh, mate. Gosh. We get complaints in this office all the time.
Yeah. So. Do you? Yeah. Mm. Sharon, what do you reckon? No? Yes?
I think we'll just put them in the music room.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thought.
Yeah. Yeah, or you can put a collar on us and we'll walk around like the dogs as well. You can have Jimmy and Eighth week.
Well, that would bring an absolutely different kind of mental well-being to the students.
A Jimmy and Eighth day. We're just roaming around the grass, weeing everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe not.
No. All of a sudden everyone's marks.
We have standards.
Can you share the story that you were telling with us off air? You were listening this morning.
Oh, yes. I'd really, look, in the great beer bread controversy that arose on this show, an hour ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm on Grace's side completely.
you can say something tastes like something without having tasted
said exactly.
thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you were saying before that you can say something tastes like
feet,
but wet feet. Yeah. I mean, how many people taste wet feet? Well, nobody does, but you smell wet feet, don't you?
Yes.
So you can imagine what it might taste like. So go, Grace.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, you take
it. Except for when she just threw Nate's coffee. Did you hear about that?
No.
Threw Nate's coffee.
Yeah.
We don't have time to get into all that.
We don't. Just so you know, we don't throw coffee at Jane.
Oh, there you go. Maybe we do belong there.
Yeah.
Girls, thank you so much for joining us. We really do appreciate it. All the best for Dog Day and all the best for your exams as well, Sharon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.